This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yes, another day of you having to listen to me say it doesn't look like we're much closer to solving this thing now, does it? And maybe the president was just trying to change the subject, or maybe he had some free time on his hands, what with the shutdown. But he picked today to name Janet Yellen to succeed Ben Bernanke as the head of the Federal Reserve. She was known not to be the president's first pick. Larry Summers withdrew last month, you'll recall. And she may not have been Wall Street's either. She's never been one to cozy up to the finance community. So how do you suppose Wall Street is feeling about our new economist-in-chief? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore took a not-so-random walk down Wall Street to find out.
Janet Yellen is the first woman to be nominated to run the Fed in its 100-year history, but this is the Fed we're talking about. And even on Wall Street, she didn't get a ton of name recognition.
I have to say, I haven't researched it enough, so I don't want to...
I don't have any information on it.
I don't even know about it.
No, I have no idea.
But for those who knew of her, like attorney Rick Figaro, they tipped their hat.
I think she's a good nomination. You know, it's good to have a woman to motivate young other young female so they can reach great height.
At the end of the day, though, Wall Street is about the money.
I'm sure she'll fulfill her role, be she a man or a woman, with great ability. I don't think sex matters in these things, frankly.
That's Joe Hughes, an insurance underwriter. He, like many people on Wall Street, sees Yellen as the face of consistency.
I wouldn't imagine that the overall tenor of the Fed's approach to the economy will change very much at all, actually. I think she'll be a steady hand on the tiller.
Most people I spoke to don't see any daylight between Yellen and her predecessor, Ben Bernanke. Here's Bradley Selig and Joey Leon.
I mean, she's certainly qualified. You know, I actually don't think they're going to change policies much. What Bernanke's done, we're sort of... we're in it.
Kind of the same quantitative easing or QE unlimited that Bernanke has, and you kind of get that. I mean, it's good for the markets, so it's kind of like feeding into it.
Now, of course, consistency isn't a good thing if you don't agree with what the Fed's been doing, printing money to buy securities to prop up the economy.
She's really a continuation of what we have now, which is a doomed policy.
Long term, if you throw so much money into the economy, your dollars and cents won't be worth anything.
That was Pete Johnson and asset manager Ken Hallberg. But however you look at it, as recruiter Joe Sullivan put it, at least some part of the government is functioning right now.
That's the one part of government that we're right on. That's the one part. That ain't busted.
For now, confirmation hearings haven't started. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.